This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji. Today, there's no let-up in the political turmoil in Thailand. The past year, the country has had four prime ministers. The latest, newly elected prime minister's first speech, which is mandatory for him to take office, was delayed twice by thousands of protesters.
Our goal is to get the prime minister in the cabinet to endorse the will of so many people today in regaining a democratically elected government, not a government which is conceived by a tricky process like this one.
The incoming prime minister managed to give the speech today at an improvised parliament session. BBC correspondent Jonathan Head joins us now for more from Bangkok. Welcome, Jonathan.
Good morning to you.
So the prime minister finally gave the speech. What did he say?
Well, it was an important speech because he has an enormous task on his hands. Abhisit Vejjachirwa knows his mandate is questioned. Remember, he got this job by all sorts of wheeling and dealing behind the scenes. He's setting out some very clear policies, first of all, to address the most enormous economic challenge. This is a country that is more than 60% dependent on exports. You can just imagine how they're being hit by the global slowdown, plus the impact of all this turmoil, the fact the international airport was shut down last month. And he has this immense political division between supporters and opponents of his government. And he's promised he focused very much on reconciliation. But perhaps the most striking thing of all about it was, you know, the circumstances in which he had to deliver it in a hastily convened improvised parliamentary session in the foreign ministry. And that's a sign of how desperate he was to get this speech done. He's given himself only 2 to 3 months to show results, to prove that he's earned the job of prime minister. After that, he says, I would accept the fact that I would have to resign. And of course, Thailand would then have to look for another prime minister. So he set himself a very tough task in these very unfavorable circumstances to win over his critics and those large crowds of people outside the parliament today who believe he doesn't have a mandate and that he got the job by stealth.
Well, that's the question. Even though he's given himself this very short window, are these protesters going to stop protesting long enough to accept that, given the fact, as one of the protesters said in that soundbite, that he called it a tricky process by which the prime minister got the job to begin with? Are they going to be able to move beyond that, those protesters?
Well, there's a lot of anger. It's worth remembering the previous government, although it performed very badly, still has a huge groundswell of support among rural people who loved the old Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat, a man who was thrown out by the coup 2 years ago, but still has a very powerful presence here. And they felt robbed, the government of his allies being pushed out by a series of court decisions, near army mutinies, and then that airport occupation. There's one thing you need to remember, though. Those protesters today, very passionate, wearing red shirts, remember, not the yellow shirts we saw of the previous group of protesters, the ones who occupied the airport. They're not as well organized. They're very orderly in terms of following the orders of their leaders. They're not as aggressive. They simply don't have the kind of focus that the yellow-shirted protesters had in driving out the previous government. There's certainly Mr. Abhisit is going to face considerable opposition and scepticism, but I don't think he has some crucial advantages. He's got the army on his side. Mm-hmm. He's got the traditional elite linked to the palace on his side. He won't face the degree of insurrection and lawlessness that the previous government had to deal with.
Well, that will certainly be encouraging for him. Jonathan Head, thanks for giving us an update on Thailand. Jonathan Head reports for the BBC, and he was coming to us from Bangkok.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.